What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Back with you on a Wednesday, Larry Bluestein and Trevor Harris up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Corey Bender from Gators Online. Kevin Burrell covered FIU sports to set the table here in hour number one on a Sunday evening over at The Rock. Memorable evening, 27-24, the Hurricanes, who have been elevated to number 5 over Notre Dame. And as I said before, and I'm sure our guests will agree, that's the best team Miami's playing all year. I don't care what you say. Whether C.J. Carr is in his first start or a couple, they're just good. I mean, they're a good football team, defending national runner-ups. But what a game. And Miami kind of established itself. But it's got to be a game-by-game thing. Obviously, I know that Bethune-Cookman's this week, but then, you know, then it gets a little tougher and tougher and tougher every week. And Adam will be at every one of those games and checking them out. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Adam, thanks so much for checking in. Obviously, game one under their belts a lot. You look back at last year, Miami with a kind of a breeze win over the Florida Gators. I hate to rub that in, but this year a little bit different. A big-time opponent, sellout crowd, national audience, only two teams playing on that evening, and everybody got an opportunity. Give me your assessment on the game, and obviously I'm sure you agree with me. Notre Dame was one of those opponents that you're not going to see much of this year.
Yeah, and thanks for having me again. Yeah, I projected, you know, before the season started, like a week or two ago, my prediction was that Miami would go 11-1. And I thought if there's any game they were going to lose, Notre Dame would probably be the most likely because that is probably the best team they're going to face all season. So the fact that they, you know, pulled out a win is, you know, huge for them. It's huge for the season. It's huge for the perception of the program. And it sets them on a really good trajectory for the rest of the year. And, you know, like you said, Notre Dame's a really good team. And the fact that they were able to, you know, for most of the game, I mean, they never trailed in the game. They were, you know, at worst they were tied.
Just a
really, really good performance. And the scary thing is, I mean, granted, you know, how much of it is Notre Dame being good, but I don't think Miami played up to their full potential in this game. I think they can be better than what they showed on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with you. And not only that is, well, everybody made, oh, well, Miami kind of got lucky when they tied it. They could have lost the game very easily. But think about this, and then maybe you can credit Notre Dame for coming up a big play. It was 21-7. Miami converts that first down. It could have gotten a little bit ugly because Miami was moving in. Of, you know, the way they were running the ball, the way they were throwing the ball, they could have put up and made it 28-7 or 24-7. And then the whole complexion of the game changes. But as I was pointed out when we were talking, you know, at the game, hey, that's why Notre Dame is what they are. When you have a really good team and they rise to the occasion and they're defensively, you were talking about what, the number 3 defensive team in the nation last year. I mean, and yeah, they lost a few pieces, but their secondary is really sound, and that makes what Malachi Toney did as a 17-year-old true freshman that much more impressive, being able to beat that defense, you know, for 82 yards and the catches that he made. Give me your assessment on Carson Beck. I mean, I could tell you this, and, you know, just being a, you know, an observer of the game, if Carson Beck doesn't start and you had to start somebody else, this would have been a runaway. This wouldn't even been a game because of the fact that Carson Beck was a cool customer. He did what he had to, didn't make mistakes, no interceptions.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think this is a good but not great game from Carson Beck. You know, he did what he needed to do. You know, had a couple, you know, pretty good, you know, the first touchdown to Toney under pressure was a great throw and a great play. The second one to C.J. Daniels, I mean, I think maybe if Daniels doesn't, you know, make the catch of the year, then that might have been picked off. So maybe, you know, judging more by the result than by the process. But, hey, it worked. They scored. And, yeah, no big mistakes, no real issues. He looked, you know, cool as a cucumber, looked really good, you know, a lot of the time. Only a couple of throws that I really, you know, didn't think were that good. And this was the best defense he's going to face all year, most likely. So if this is Carson Beck up against a playoff caliber defense, he's not going to be facing those every week. So if this is, you know, the floor basically of what the Carson Beck experience is going to be at Miami, like, you know, they're in for a really solid year.
Yeah. And last year, the kind of ouch moment is every time Miami had to stop somebody. And, you know, there was a couple of breakdowns, you know, the one where Carr ran around. And I thought I credited Notre Dame more on that play for the lineman not going over the line of scrimmage. Because remember, he was running all the way around and they probably figured, well, you know what? What if he has to run? You know, let's stay back, you know, because your first thought was let's get upfield, you know, in case he throws a short one, you know, right behind the line of scrimmage, and they need our blocking. But I thought that was awesome. That was a breakdown, and obviously there was one later for a, you know, long. But I thought the secondary, and heck, you know, as bad as that secondary was last year, was aided by the fact that your front seven, Adam, did a tremendous job. I mean, you know, we know what Bain's capable of. We know what Messidor is because they're two leaders on that team. But I thought Raul Aguirre played really well at linebacker. I think he led the team in tackles, you know, in the game. Wesley Saint, you know, he stepped up. Mohamed Touré, who they got from Rutgers. So defensively is where all eyes were on because last year it was a deficiency. Miami had the best offense maybe in school history last year, production-wise. But defensively, they just couldn't stop anybody. Talk about the defense.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, they looked so much better you know, than they did, especially at the end of last year. And again, against a really good team, good teams are going to make plays. And yeah, Notre Dame got theirs. But at the end of the day, Miami was just, you know, a little bit better, you know, on defense. And you mentioned Reuben Bain and Akeem Messidor, you know, just basically, I'm sure those offensive tackles are going to be having nightmares about that game because of, you know, especially the end of the game where it's just like they met at the quarterback two plays in a row and just really impressive stuff. And yeah, there were a couple breakdowns, but and I'm sure, you know, Corey Heatherman and the defensive staff are going to be working, you know, to try to eliminate those entirely. But there were only a couple that Notre Dame was able to capitalize on. So, you know, overall, I mean, the defense looked so much better than it did last year. I think, you know, this defense has a lot of talent on it, a lot of depth where, you know, Popo Aguirre, like you said, had a really good game. He's not really a starter on this defense. It's more Motore and Wesley Vassain. So the fact that he's able to come in and make a big impact, like, just shows you this team is so much deeper on that side of the ball than they were last year.
And everybody said, oh, boy, if it comes down to a field goal, I don't know, you know. I mean, but Notre Dame had the same woes, too. This is a kid that they had, Barnett, who 2 years ago killed Miami when he was at North Carolina. Last year, not so much. And now you have a guy who is replacing probably one of the most accurate kickers in the history of Miami. And you didn't know what to expect. But Carter Davis, who we got a chance to see at Western a little bit, kind of took the long way around to get to Miami. He probably went to a bunch of other schools, but how impressive were you not only with the field goals, but his kickoffs?
Yeah, I mean, the kickoffs, I mean, we knew he had that booming kind of leg, you know, that we knew from his time at FAU, but You know, the big knock on him was his field goal, you know, record at FAU, which was not good. So, you know, with the exception of, you know, the botched snap in the first quarter, they were true. They went, you know, and of course the most important one at the end goes through the uprights. And, you know, if I didn't expect him to win the kicking competition. That was something they kept, you know, kind of close to the vest and, you know, didn't announce, you know, until the day of the game. So, I assume Bert Allman was going to win that job, but you have Carter Davis come in and, you know, do what he did and you'll win the game. It's really impressive stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Bethune-Cookman before the storm starts with some really good teams, and obviously the Gators will test USF this week, so we'll see what type of, you know, if that was just one of those things that they beat Boise State, or are they for real, and will they go up to Gainesville and give your Gators a little bit of a push, but we'll never know. Adam, let everybody know how they can follow you, write some really good things, and certainly on your social media, you're very active.
Yeah, definitely very active. You can follow me on Twitter at AB Lichtenstein, on Blue Sky at A Lichtenstein, and you can read everything I write at sunsentinel.com.
Good stuff. Hey, we'll see you Saturday. I appreciate you for coming on with us in midweek.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Adam Lichtenstein, who covers University of Miami sports for South Florida Sun Sentinel. That'll wrap up hour number one. Please do not go away. We're good. Especially if you're an FSU football fan, Chris Neese coming up, and he's got a load of great stuff. Don't go away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.